Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Kat, for the kind introduction. So my name is Ernest Lim, or some of my older friends call me Kun Yong, Lay District Mentor for Home Missions in Covenant. Here in the Home Missions, I'm very well supported and loved by Pastor Horn and Pastor Kat. So when we work with many very, very dedicated church staff, as also the leaders also, we are all over the shop. Some of us are in BBJ, some of us are in Woodlands, some of us are in Wood Square. We do actually have an office, or we have a place there in Wood Square. Some of us are in ACK, some of us are in ST Lodge, some of us are in this place called SRC, Sembawang Recreational Center. Also, others are in NTU, and some also are in this rented place in Hope Church. So we are all over, scattered all over the place. And every time I visit them, I'm always very encouraged and very blessed by their dedication to the service of the Lord. So, and they're always there every Sunday, come rain or shine. So I'm really thankful for them. And this sharing, in a way, I also want to highlight some of the things that they do. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are out there doing most of the legwork. For us, we only sit behind and plan only. So all in, we are blessed with about 400 leaders and also participants. And as a lay leader, I also have a daytime job with the civil service in the education sector. So this morning, I was asked to share on this topic, Disciple Singapore, Blessing Our Foreign Guests. I stand here as very privileged and also very pressurized by all the introduction and our family and our friends and all these things. Okay, but I'm sure God will take us and help us and then to make this sermon relevant to us, so that we don't just hear it, but we can take note of it and act upon it and do something different with our lives. Before I proceed further, let's commit again, this time to the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, the Lord of all foreign guest workers and professionals, as well as locals seated here, we thank you for being in our midst this morning. As we hear your word on this topic, we ask for your presence to be with us, to guide me as speaker, and also those who are seated here as listeners, to obey and to do your will in this land. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Story was told of Steven Spielberg and his filming crew, and they enter into a pub in Vietnam. After a few bottles of beer, he smacked up on the guy next to him. "That's for Pearl Harbor." The guy protested, "Hey, I'm Vietnamese, no? Not Japanese, no?" But then Steven Spielberg drunkenly replied him, "Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, all the same. Sama, sama." Okay, so after that, he no choice because he's the boss, so he continued to drink. Okay, so after some more drinks, there was another smack now. There was a loud bang. This time, Steven Spielberg found himself on the floor. Then he turned up and looked at his Vietnamese crew. "Hey, what's that for?" "That was for the Titanic." They said, "Huh? Titanic? Why? What Titanic?" Then he said, "Oh, Carlsberg, Iceberg, Spielberg, all the same." I think when I first started out in All Nations, I cannot differentiate a Tamil brother from a Bangladeshi brother. Then later on, they tell me, "Wait, that's not all. Still got Telugu, still got Malayalese, still got Punjabi, still got Sindhi, just to name a few only. Because in India, there's so much more." And over at ST Lodge, I also cannot differentiate my Chinese brothers. They are all smiley face, all got crew cut. And I cannot tell A from B, you know, or Daka from Xiao T or whatever. I cannot tell them apart. They are all similar. So to me, they are like Vietnamese, they are like Chinese and Japanese, all the same. But I share this not to poke fun at my brothers, because they are dear to me, but to share the challenges that we face in this ministry. and more so to stress that Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, God loves them all. God has a heart, God has a burden for them all. Blessing the foreign guest is a very big topic, and we can approach it from many angles. Being a lay preacher, I will leave the tough theological parts to my more esteemed counterparts. Okay, and then do what we lay leaders do the best, which is to share stories, share the ground struggles, stir up the hearts to action, and then give glory back to God. I'll anchor my sermon today on these 3 points. Win a soul, change a life, send a disciple. And we'll take reference from these 3 texts in New Testaments, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and 29, and Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 38. This win, change, send, incidentally, is what we frequently use in covenants disciple making. It is also a hallmark phrase, okay, of our ministry in home missions. Win a soul. To Jesus, his mission on earth is to seek and to save the lost. Winning souls is what he lived for. We can think of Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector that he won over. We can think of the Samaritan woman and the whole village that comes to him and believe in Jesus. Even the Pharisee, Nicodemus in John chapter 3, okay, was also brought to Jesus, plus many more, and of course, the 12 disciples also. Winning souls and bringing them into the kingdom of God is so important to Jesus, and this is something that he teaches to his disciples. We can see that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the end of the earth. This verse tells us the source of our power, our role, and also the scope of our role. Our role is to be his witnesses, to tell others about Jesus, of the good things that he has done for us and in us. The scope, when applied to our lives, it will be our immediate vicinities, and then we extend on and on to the outer parts of the world. We may look at all this and say, wow, the task is very great. Because who are we to do all these sort of things? But our consolation is that the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon us and then to guide us. This another comforter mentioned in John chapter 14. Okay, he will come and be our guide to empower us so that we can do the work of evangelism. Winning souls has always been very tough for me. I'm an introverted person, and my daughter always calls me as a socially impaired person. Because I always find it very difficult to interact with social people, especially during the home or relative times, or Chinese New Year, etc. So it's always very challenging, always very tough. And I always shy away from this task, and I prefer to serve and do other ministry roles instead, like, for example, planning, like for administration, and so on. But one day, the Word of God convicted me from Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching to them? Those who are lost need to hear and to believe in Jesus. I need to speak so that they can hear and believe. Speak because God will always empower. God's empowering did come when I joined the Alpha Ministry of our church. That time we were then in the YMCA. And very interesting, for the years that I was spiritually barren, that 2 batches of Alpha both saw 1 salvation each, okay, in the batches that I was privileged to be part of. Looking back, I think God worked very mightily behind the scene. Yes, I think we do chip in also. Some brought their friends, some befriend them, and then some ask them very point blank question, what is stopping you from believing in Jesus? And the people are brought to Christ. Praise God. In home missions, we see our primary role as evangelism. Win a soul. This is especially crucial for us, as many of our foreign domestic helpers and also our migrant workers, they are on very short-term contracts. And at any time, their contract may be terminated and we may not be able to see them in our fellowships the next Sunday. So with the foreign domestic help us. We teach them how to win a soul, okay, and then with a simple tool like the three circles. First circle is that there's a broken world around us. Second circle, there's a beautiful world that God has designed. Okay? And then the third circle, that Jesus is the way that's provided for us so that we can get out of this mess that we're in. And usually during Easter, during Christmas, during our Faith Sunday outreaches, the ladies will be all ready to whip out their pen, to whip out their paper, and then to share with them the three circles. And not surprisingly, a few of them will raise up their hands to receive Jesus in this simple tool, simple way of reaching out to them. For the China migrant workers, our main tool is that of preaching the gospel directly to them weekly and giving the altar call. This takes place, the place called Sungai Tengah Lodge, okay, where our sister Ying Yu, okay, the one in the middle with the jacket, okay, lives as a lady evangelist in a male-dominated, rough and tough world, supported by the blessed migrant workers. Today I'm wearing their t-shirt, blessed migrant workers. Okay, so for this 2 years plus of weekly teaching, preaching, and also special services, about 400 of them have since come to know the Lord. We see this as an act of God's special grace and timing, and recognize that indeed the fields are ripe for harvest, and that we have to work hard to do the harvesting work while it is still day. The window of God's timing is short, as this year the numbers have dropped a little bit, and we now need to discern and sense God's fresh leading again. The Indian migrant workers also respond to God very well, to the gospel preaching at our invited events, for example, like Christmas or Diwali or Pongal. Over the last 2 years, 99 of them responded to the gospel, okay, and prayed to receive Christ. Praise God. One of the brothers really encouraged me. His name is called Brother Robinson. His Tamil name is up there. Okay, and then not forgetting the brothers Ramo and Danny also. So this guy is a HR, human resource professional. His family is back in India. His passion is that of soul winning, okay, especially to those Tamil migrant workers here in Singapore. And he will knock on doors, okay, in Singapore trying to get a room so they can conduct English classes for them. Unfortunately, for 2 years, he tried to do that, but without success. Somehow, finally, he was led to this place at a Sembawang Recreational Center, and then he started to give up tracks down there. In those early days, we got no participants, we got no room, but he kept pressing on. One day, a Telugu brother took the track and then promised to bring down 5 brothers. He kept his promise, but then strangely, he disappeared after 2 weeks. So later, after much prayers, we got permission to use an aircon room with toilet facilities as well. That little group has since met for 5 months until today and averaged about 20 people. God provided for us a free place, a core group to start off, as well as leaders to run it. We even have a local Chinese brother. You can spot him very clearly in the photo. Okay, and he does not speak Tamil at all. At least I can speak Nandri. Yeah? He cannot even speak Nandri. Okay? So who says you must know Tamil to minister to the Tamils? Our foreign guests can be rich and won for Christ. I used to be very skeptical and think that this group are an impossible group to reach. But it has happened right before my eyes in the past, in large numbers even. God loved these foreign guest workers and He empowered us to reach out to them. He can use us, especially those seated around here in this sanctuary, this morning, those listening to this recording also, that you can be the ones to reach out to them. Win a soul, change your life. Win a soul, change your life. Whereas winning souls is about evangelism, change your life is all about discipleship. For discipleship in our context, it is all about following Jesus. As we follow Jesus, we obey Him in all that He asks of us. And as we obey Him, we become more like Jesus. Here, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 is instructive for us. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone matured in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. So there's this evangelistic part of proclaiming. There's this discipleship part of warning and teaching. And the purpose part, which is that we may present everyone matured in Christ. This seems to be very tough and a tall order for all of us. But however, Paul reminds us in verse 27 above, okay, that Christ is in you. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We are no longer separated from God due to sin because Christ lives in us. Our bodies are the temple of the living God. Okay? And when we read in verse 29, okay, Christ is in me. I can feel and be led by his energy that he powerfully works within me to present others and also myself mature in Christ. There's hope now for me and also for our people because Christ lives within us. Our approach then is to disciple the fellowship group leaders because it's very difficult to disciple everybody. So we selected and then handpick those who are more trainable, teachable. So and then we start with them first. Because and also the other reason is that they are from the same culture. Okay, there's a lot of good cultural understanding and they know where to pitch it at. So one such example is this Indonesian domestic helper, Siti Fatimah Tuzaro. She was born in Brebes City, Central Java, in a family of 8 children. Life in Brebes was poor and also very tough. But she eventually came to Singapore in 2007, okay, to work as a domestic helper. Her first employer was abusive to her, and she suffered for 4 years. Her second contract was better, and then she landed up with a covenantal family, and they allowed her to attend the Indonesian Fellowship. She was given a Bible, and she read it daily. John 14:6, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This verse spoke to her, touched her very deeply, and she gave her life to Jesus. And she was also baptized subsequently and then given a new name, Azara. She was discipled under Indra Esther, you can see on the photo there, for over 10 years. She grew and then had opportunities to lead worship also. You can see in the right photo. And then also able to teach and also able to disciple a small group of ladies who are domestic helpers also. So one domestic helper can actually do so much under the hands of God when she's turned around by the Bible, by the Word of God. Her childhood dream was to be a nurse. Though this did not happen, she felt that God is using her and God has healed her, okay, and turned her past into something beautiful. And now she can share and bless many others, especially those who are from her previous faith. We also have dreams and plans for her. We look forward to the day where she can lead the whole of the Indonesian Fellowship as an assistant zone mentor. So Azara, if you are here, yes, Azara, she's here. Azara, bagus. Bagus, yeah? Tanjukkan. Yes, foreign domestic helpers can be blessed and they can in turn bless others in return with the word. 加油啊. Her Cantonese is very good, okay? Almost as good as me. In the Filipino Fellowship, we also have Jovi, we also have Jonah. All of them are domestic helpers who are assistant fellowship group leaders, something equivalent to our ACGL. Okay? All of them are very shy, they're very humble, very soft-spoken. But in the communities, you can see them roar. You can even see them sing with deep sense of joy. Jovi, the one in yellow, okay, is our star evangelist. After learning about the Three Circles tool in IDT, she shared the tool with her mother and niece over a video call in Facebook. And they believe. And she was very, very encouraged. Over the next 2 years, she'll continue to share to different ones. And she brought 15 different ones to pray and to receive Christ. She not only used the tool, But she teach other domestic helpers also, so that it does not end with her, but there's many, many people that they all know the tool, they all can share, so that more people can come to know Jesus. Praise God for her. Her prayer is that many more hearts will be touched and transformed by the saving grace of Jesus Christ in her life. Joey's faith and willingness to follow Jesus really puts me to shame many times over. She was in the first service, so I don't expect her to be here. Okay, but if she's listening to this recording, Magaling, Ituloy Molang Ate Jovi, which means, well done. Keep it up, Sister Jovi. Lest you think that only the ladies are naturally more spiritually inclined, we also have the men. We also have the men migrant workers. I'll call him Zhang Da Ge. Okay, he comes from the Jiangsu province in China, from a family of Christians. When he was young, they shared the gospel to him. Okay, but he did not believe because he focused very much on making money. Later, when he came to Singapore, God opened up his eyes to the gospel. Okay, and then his life was turned around. He's in his 50s this year, married, has a son, and also a 10-year-old grandson. So grandfather of one. Okay. In Singapore, he works as a construction worker to help with the family incomes back home. Life is tough for him in the workplace, yet he pressed on and worked for about 16 years already. What kept him going is the love of God, who reached out to him and gave him a second chance. Now he helps to teach part of the baptism class to the other migrant workers. So you can see the photo down there. The one that raises up his hand, he's the one down there, teaching baptism class to the other migrant workers. He does not stay in SD Lodge. He stays in Galang Dormitory, which is far away from SD Lodge. So every Sunday, he will take the MRT all the way until Jurong Point. From Jurong Point, he'll take another bus all the way in into SD Lodge. Though his working hours are long and tough, he still reads 5 chapters of the Bible every day in the company lorry or after work. Here in Zhang Da Ge, we have one who is changed, one who is transformed by God, even in his 50s, actively serving God at an age where many of us are spiritually retired and checked out of Christian service. I've only highlighted Zhang Da Ge because of time. And my co-worker, Evangelist Ingyi, tells me that there's at least 2 or 3 equally passionate ones in SD Lodge, like Yong Qi and Ke Feng Da Ge in SD Lodge. Praise God. Thank God for them. So pray for us. Pray for the Chinese leaders, for En Chun Mu Si, that means Reverend John, for Ingyi Chan Tuao, Ying Yu Chuan Dao, Evangelist Ying Yu, Siu Ying Qie, Bible Esther, as they discern God's leading, to know how best to minister to these God people, to reach out to them, to expand their boundaries, so that they can do more for the kingdom of God. Win a soul, change a life, send a disciple. In sending a disciple, we are guided by Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 and 38. Let me read that for us. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." One key observation is that the harvest is the Lord's. That means he is the one that is in control. He has strong interest in the harvest. He's not a faraway owner, but don't care about it. But then he is one that knows the harvest condition. He knows the problems. And also, importantly, he knows the solution. So for us, we can rest in the Lord of the harvest who is present and who cares for his harvest. The Lord of the harvest has also said that the harvest is plentiful. There's a lot of fruits waiting to be harvested. He knows our problems of few laborers. We can take comfort in that. Whichever ministry you are in today, God knows that you need more laborers. And the solution is to pray. Pray earnestly to the Lord and send out laborers to the field. The solution is not to work harder or to work smarter or to do better publicity. The solution is to pray. And the Lord will send forth the workers. In the home mission context, the disciples, when they change, they are now sent back to their homeland, to the mission field, to do God's work there. When we first laid down this vision, many doubted, how can this be possible? There were indeed moments when I questioned that too. Maybe it's only possible for the foreign professionals. Definitely not for the domestic helpers. Definitely not for the migrant workers. So that was my thinking back then. But then God surprised us. And he did it with all people, a domestic helper. Ekawati had a tough life back in Yogyakarta, living with abusive parents and then with a marriage forced upon her. She went through an early divorce and was not even allowed to see her own baby. Finally, she managed to apply for her passport and came over to Singapore and worked for a covenantal family. There, she joined the Indonesian Fellowship and found friends. And most important, she found God there. One day, she prayed about her future. And then she got a vision. She saw that she is staying under a very big tree and then with a lot of children around her. So after much prayers, she decided to quit her job and then go and study at YWAM, Discipleship Training School. And then God led her to serve in Sumba, an island 300 kilometers away from Bali. There, Ekawati served with the children, traveling and teaching them to read and to write. And of course, share the gospel to those who are open. In the years since her ministry has started, about 60 children and 100 adults have been converted to Christianity. She pioneered a children's ministry in the villages and started a preschool as well. And also, she also started this Christian radio station. So there on the left side, you can see her sharing her devotions, keeping them so they could broadcast it out to the island people so that they can hear and be blessed. Ekawati now is a very different person from her 20-year-old self who ran away from an unhappy marriage and an unhappy home. She said, "There is no more bitterness in my heart. Last time, I didn't know how to talk to people, how to share with the children. Now I can talk to them. I can share with them the gospel. I never thought my life would turn out to be this way. God has been so good, so very good to her." We in the home missions are so privileged to have connected with her and to work with her in the Sumba outreaches. I think some of you have been to Sumba. You may see her, may know her. So, but her story is worth telling because God can do so many things through a person as a domestic helper. For every Ekawati they were sent out, many did not make it. Some turned back at the starting line, some turned back during the on-site trials. Nevertheless, we are thankful that the Lord of the harvest is preparing the laborers and sending them out in his due time. As of now, we are glad to note that we have another Indonesian domestic worker waiting to go out next year. We have a Filipino domestic worker indicating willingness to be sent out. We also have a Tamil professional preparing himself to go to India to do church planting. Lord willing, this will turn out to be as fruitful and as faithful as Ekawati. As I share this sermon, I have three burdens. Firstly, foreign guest workers, the domestic helpers, students and professionals, they can be rich with the gospel. Sometimes we question, sometimes we doubt. Can they ever believe in the gospel? God has convicted me over and over and over again. They can be rich. And they also can turn around and win souls for the kingdom of God. God has done it in so many of their lives and he will do it again. The best blessings that we can give for them is to win them for Christ and then let them experience God's change in their life and set them free with a destiny to win their same fellow men and women for the Lord himself. Secondly, we ourselves seated here can win, change, and send our foreign guest workers also. There's a part for all of us to play. On the surface, it seems very hard as we think, how can we be involved if I don't know Bahasa Indonesia, if I don't know Tagalog, if I don't know Tamil? My Mandarin is also quite bad. In fact, cannot make it one. Okay? I once went to a fast food counter in Taiwan. Okay, and I told the counter staff, "可以给我那个水管吗?" Okay, instead of 吸管, okay. So I remember my two daughters are down there, the guilty ones. Okay, they were laughing their heads off. Okay, and then for me, I said, "Wait, why was so funny? I only asked for 吸管. Why we cannot? What's wrong with 吸管?" Okay. So thankfully, in God's ministry, we have a lot of better people than me, okay, who can speak Chinese, who can speak English, can speak some other dialects also. Okay. And we have many other unsung heroes here in Covenant. They are all very shy, so no names quoted as I share their mighty faith exploits. In the Filipino Fellowship, we have a local Chinese lady who opened up a home in BPJ, somewhere down there, okay, for the domestic workers to hang out before they return back to their home at 6 p.m. In the Tamil Fellowship, one Chinese brother, the one shown in the picture just now, reaches out to the small group of Tamil migrant workers there who wants to learn English, and he practices with them conversational English. Our Bangladesh outreach also has a few non-Bangladeshi speaking Chinese brothers who connected much more, okay, just by being there regularly and speaking the universal language of love to them. In our China National Fellowship, our Woodlands Fellowship Group leader is a covenantal from the English service, just like maybe one of you, okay? And over at SD Lodge, many volunteers are coming from the English service itself. Okay, they went there, they help out weekly to do service leading and also small group facilitation to the Chinese migrant workers, many of whom are seated here today. Okay, 谢谢你们,辛苦了. One of the helpers, she is in her 50s, bilingual, and she leads a follow-up class every Sunday. 10 a.m. she's there. She trains some of them from the first round so that they can continue to teach others in the second round. Okay, so every Sunday she's there, 10 o'clock. Okay, and she was continue to stay on all the way until the second service, okay, at 5 p.m. to help them set up this DigiBank app so that they can send money back home. And she will invite all those who are down there to attend the evening service. So I'm really truly grateful of all the things that she has done. And I truly appreciate her labor of love. And I wish that in the kingdom of God, there'd be more people like her. They'll go forth and do the follow-up business. Sometimes we do a lot of evangelism, but very few people do follow-up. So this is an area that perhaps if you can volunteer, you can help to close up the back door. At NTU, we also have English class outreach, reaching out to the many Chinese masters and undergrad students who want to improve their English. So that's where a few covenanters are helping now to be their English conversation partners. As an employer of the domestic helpers in Covenant, you can grant them time to attend our fellowship meetings on Sunday. We have fellowships for the Indonesian, we have fellowships for Filipino and Tamil domestic helpers also. In fact, this afternoon, we have a domestic helpers appreciation dinner at Woodlands. Our church youth helped to raise funds and sponsor the domestic helpers to attend. The target was 3K, but they managed to raise 18K instead. And also thankful for the 50 volunteers that signed up to help. So for those who are seated here, perhaps next year, you can take part, you can help host a table. Indeed, we can all be part of this sending as we step up to serve and to volunteer in Covenant, and we can bless our foreign guests in a very tangible way as we win, change, and send them. For those of you who are felt led to give to the Migrant Workers Fund, the QR code is on the screen, okay, but you need to scan it with your bank app. Okay, if you scan it with your ordinary app, it won't work. So you need to scan it with your bank app. The proceeds of this fund will go to our work with the Bangladesh Brothers, the China and the Tamil Migrant Ministry. so that as we have more resources, we have more funds, we are able to do more outreach, we are able to reach out to more people, so that more people can come to know Jesus. So we definitely look forward to your generous donations. My third burden lies in how we see these foreign guest workers. I stay near a foreign workers' dormitory, and often the foreign guest workers, they will sit at night, during weekends, they sit on the pavements, they sit on the sidewalks, drinking, eating, and at times also littering. I must confess that I do not have kind thoughts when I see them, which is so ironic given this ministry. I do not know how we all see them, but when I read Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 38, the word of God spoke very deeply to me. Jesus saw the crowds with compassion in his heart, but I see them as inconvenience, and I see them with little compassion in my heart. Jesus saw them as harassed. He saw them as helpless, while I see them as loud. I see them as crude. I see them as sometimes unclean. I repent. I ask the Lord to help me to see them aright and to love them as his precious children. I pray that I will not be the stumbling block, an obstacle for the many Zhang Dakers, for the many Azaras, for the many Jovis that will arise. As we see them with new eyes and a new heart of compassion, God can now take our earnest prayers and answer them and send forth more laborers into the harvest field. I've started this morning's sharing on Win a Soul, whereby we can learn to wait upon the Lord and use His strength and His power to do the evangelism work. I've also talked about change a life, whereby we can help change a life with Christ's power, which powerfully works within us. Send a disciple, whereby we can pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send forth his laborers to the fields. Our foreign guests can be rich, and they can be soul winners too. We can take part in this win, change, send of these foreign guests. And lastly, when we see them, we feel for them with compassion, God can take our earnest prayers and send forth the laborers. As I end, I invite us to close our eyes and be a time of prayerful contemplation. Each time the word of God is preached, it calls forth a response from us to let the word transform us to be more of Christ. For some of us, God may be speaking to us to reach out to that foreign guest worker in our block or in our office. We see him, we see her working every day. But what is one thing that I can do this week to share the gospel with him, to share the gospel with her? For some of us, it could be in the area of taking part. Is there one area that I have the language, that I have the time, that I have the talent to volunteer? Or perhaps I have some facilities, a room that I can offer up for them to use. And perhaps there are some of us that needs to confess, like me, that we have somehow think that we are better than them, unable to look at them with compassion like Jesus. Let him know. Let Jesus know. Tell him that we are sorry. O Lord, help us, empower us this day to change, to reach out, to serve, to love these foreign guest workers whom you have compassion for, whom you saw as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Send forth your laborers, O Lord, beginning with me, to work alongside the few laborers out there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.